Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ellen is a sucker for dogs. This is not a surprise.
What is a surprise this morning is the puppy who just came to visit us in the studio.
Her name is Shirney, and she's not just any dog.
Shirney is one of the first of 13 puppies that was adopted here in the United States from the Chernobyl power plant.
Becky Black is from Kansas City. Her dog clearly is not.
How in the world did you find out about this?
We actually found out from your Facebook page on KMBZ. Wicket from the Midday Show had posted the story, and I shared it with my husband, and I said, we're going to try to get this dog, thinking that would never happen in a million years.
Okay, and it did. What did you have to do to get the dog?
We had to go through a series of applications. So the first one was explaining who we were, what we were doing, why we wanted the dog. And then the second step was more of a questionnaire process where there were very basic questions. What are you going to do with the dog? How are you going to keep the dog in the yard? So we had a little bit of fun with that. And I tried to be very descriptive about my family and what we plan to do with the dog.
Why is Chernobyl all of a sudden deciding to export these dogs?
Last year, they had a veterinarian who moved out to the power plant permanently, and he's part of the Clean Futures Fund. So they've been working on sterilizing the dogs and trying to give them veterinary care for the first time in 30 years. And part of their mission is to adopt the puppies out to loving homes.
The dog is very cute.
Thank you.
But Shirney also has on her collar a little tag with the international sign for radiation on it. This does not make me feel comfortable about petting your dog.
She's not radioactive. All the dogs are cleared for radioactive, anything radioactive whatsoever. If they do test positive, they keep them there in quarantine and they treat them. So we picked that tag specifically to really start conversations about Shirney's past and give us an opportunity to speak about what Clean Futures Fund is doing and the ISPCA to kind of spread awareness about Shirney and her story.
What is the Clean Futures Fund?
They are a non-for-profit organization that is solely overseeing the care of the dogs of Chernobyl.
So what breed is a Chernobyl dog descendant from the days after the accident? Wait till you find out. Next. Shirney, a cute little puppy from Chernobyl. She's among the first dozen or so dogs from the accident zone all those years ago to be adopted out to families elsewhere in the world.
What did you think the first time you were in a room, you turned the lights off, it was dark, and Shirney's eyes started to glow?
I got scared there.
See?
She plays along.
She is radioactive.
Yes,
plays
along. She does play along.
Dylan Black is one of Becky Black's three children. She, Devin, and Jensen now have an adopted canine sister from Chernobyl.
What's it like there? Do things just run wild now?
Yes, everything is still overgrown. Most of the puppies are descendants of the original dogs that were a part of the power plant explosion. And a majority of them have been either hurt or wounded or actually killed from the wildlife out there. So they were very clear that most of the dogs could be descendants of coyotes, wolf pups, foxes, you name it. The only contact they have with any interaction with humans is at the power plant and the power plant workers.
Ellen and her husband are fans of obscure dogs. This beats anything you have ever had.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, this is the most obscure and rare of dogs.
Can anybody else get one?
Yes, they're going to start adopting more frequently. The 13 that they have right now were the first phase of adoptions. And I'm hoping that going forward when they do this, they don't do it in the middle of summer because she was flown out to New York on July 1st. We flew out to New York to pick her up on Monday, but because of heat restrictions, none of the puppies could leave. So my husband and I, we rented a car and drove 20 hours home from New York so we could bring her home that day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because of her heritage, do you expect any kind of socialization problems or any kind of health problems?
I think there's a little bit of concern with the health problems. As far as socialization, she's done very, very well with my kids, with our pets. But I think there's a little concern around any sort of health issue, knowing where she comes from. But it's something that we're ready to deal with, and we're ready to take care of if it arises.
I'm just wondering if she's descended from a wolf or coyote.
Well, that's what I was
gonna ask you. Socialization could be a little different.
She looks like she's got a little bit of plutonium shepherd in her.
I think that... plutonium shepherd. Well, you were telling me you thought there might even be some collie in there.
She looks like a collie to us, and that's what the vets had said out there. Now, when we saw pictures of her online, we were thinking she was, you know, maybe a little bit German shepherd.
I was going to say, that's what I look at the face and think shepherd.
A little bit. I think she's just a mix of so many generations of abandoned dogs that we've got this cute little Chernobyl dog.
What was it in you that clicked and just said, yep, want that dog, go?
It was really thinking we didn't have a shot to get her. And I told my husband, I'm like, I'm going to try this. If it happens, it happens. And he's like, don't do it. So, of course, I did it. And then I started getting emails like, hey, you've made it to the next phase. We want to ask you some more questions. We'd like to reach out to you. And all of a sudden, it came very, very real.
So when you get, are you going to take her to obedience classes?
Oh, yeah.
When you fill out the forms for that, how do you explain breed and breeder and everything else?
Oh, we haven't really thought about that. Back to her cute little radioactive tag, we do have on the back of it, radioactive wolf pup, as her description.
Here, hold on. I'm looking on Google right now. And no, not finding obedience classes in Kansas City taught in Russian.
That's been another concern.
Dylan, what are you looking forward to most?
And mostly like... playing and trying to like speak Russian to her so she fully understands me. Don't drag me away. And pretty much it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.